County Council Member Shelley Yoder says a controversial waste transfer station, Indiana Green Transfer and Recycling, was actually a deceitful attempt to provide Hoosier Disposal Republic services with another business opportunity. Yoder was at one time a registered agent for Indiana Green Transfer and Recycling, but resigned late last year. She addressed the Monroe County Board of Zoning Appeals in their meeting last night. Hoosier Disposal Republic Services currently holds a contract with the county for waste disposal service. Indiana Green Transfer and Recycling applied to IDEM last September for a permit to put a trash facility on North Angelina Lane. Yoder refers to them as IGTR.
The proposed Westside Waste Transfer Station was an attempt by Kevin Roebling and Hoosier Disposal Republic Services to fool the citizens of Monroe County, fool the citizens into falsely believing that Hoosier Disposal Republic Services was not connected to this permit application in any way. Roebling and Hoosier Disposal Republic Services counted on the citizens to be fooled by shell corporations whose purpose was to disguise the involvement of Hoosier Disposal Republic Services. And this group, now being called IGTR, almost got away with this deception. I stand with the Citizens for Responsible Trash Policy to blow the whistle on the lies and deception behind the entire permit process. Kevin Roebling approached me in June of 2017 to be the face of the permit application. Roebling represented to me that the transfer permit would be a good thing for Monroe County, introduce competition in an important market that currently has none, reduce our county's carbon footprint, and make way for innovative trash and transfer practices. Based upon these material misrepresentations, I agreed to file the permit application and to become part of IGTR. At no time did Roebling tell me he was an attorney for Hoosier Disposal Republic Services, nor did he disclose the true intent behind the permit application to eventually reward Hoosier Disposal Republic Services with a waste transfer station in Monroe County.
Yoder says she later discovered Hoosier Energy official Kenneth DePass was an original silent partner in IGTR.
Clear, I withdrew all of my involvement with IGTR and the permit project. When I told Roebling I didn't want anything to do with the permit application anymore, he prepared a non-disclosure agreement and instructed me to sign it or face consequences. To this day, it is unclear to me whether Roebling prepared a legal document as counsel for Hoosier or counsel for IGTR or counsel for himself, as he never disclosed to me what his true role was in the permit process. The Citizens for Responsible Trash Policies likewise worked to discover the true intent behind IGTR permit application and soon learned what I learned, that the citizens of Monroe County, including me and members of this group, have been lied to regarding connections between IGTR and Hoosier Disposal Republic Services. The time has come for the entire truth to be brought to light. The best interests of Monroe County and surrounding counties require complete transparency. We must demand that any individual or entity doing business that impacts the lives of Monroe County citizens is identified so that they can be held accountable. I stand with the Citizens for Responsible Trash Policy and am committed to making this right and cultivating greater levels of trust with those elected and appointed to serve the citizens of Monroe County.
Yoder closed by quoting P.T. Barnum, saying, "You can't fool all the people all the time." The county council member was speaking in support of a private effort by property owner Robert Shaw to protect other property owners from future trash facility development. Indiana Green Transfer and Recycling formally withdrew their IDEM permit application on Monday. Reporting live for WFHB, I'm Ron Bronson.